morning. This is Roses Emporium. I've been here 5 years. Basically, as you look around, you can see I have a collective mix of collectibles and a vast amount of secondhand furniture. All these things, in generally, I buy off people. I buy from people that basically are downsizing, retiring, that may have passed away, or just people that really just don't want their goods anymore. I am the ultimate recycling place because obviously people's unwanted items I pay for and obviously I sell them on. But at the moment I'm feeling that I'm being squeezed out by a lot of the charity shops now who've basically got on the bandwagon regarding selling furniture. They pay no rates. I pay about £11,000 per year, including my rent, which is astronomical. I am struggling. I have been struggling for the last year to try to keep my head above water. And I really feel that charity shops should be really looked into, because I feel that there is a loophole there whereby they are actually earning a lot of money out of people's sad circumstances, even though it is going to a good cause. And I obviously hands up to them for obviously giving to charity to make the world a better place. But I really feel that a small retail trader like myself, who is a sole trader, I'm trying to do my bit for the community, and also I'm trying to do my bit for recycling, is really having a hard time at the moment.
Have you noticed charity shops around here, you know, starting to impose on your business?
Yes, they are a great deal. We have Richard Hospice, who has a great big shop at the other end of town, and Sue Ryder. They're all doing furniture now. And what I really, really disagree with is the fact they're actually selling new furniture. This is furniture that probably isn't donated to them. I really don't know. But they really are getting into the furniture market. And even though I can understand that that's where probably the profits are, obviously, we've seen in the town quite a few furniture shops having closed down, probably because of the competition that's in the high street.
And how difficult have things actually got for you?
It has got very hard. I actually started my business with one shop and grew very quickly to 3 shops. Now I've had to consolidate the last 2 years back into one shop again, because I really can't make ends meet regarding the overheads, and obviously I've had to cut my costs accordingly to the way the economy's going.